Welcome back to the Bread and Butter Podcast. We're back for another week. I'm your host, Brecklyn, and I'm so happy that you're here. I'm coming at you live and probably a little bit echoey from my little office downstairs, and I'm actually loving it. I've never been one of those like cute office girls, and I'm really feeling like a cute office girl. I feel like I've got like my Pinterest set up around me. I've got my favorite album on the wall. It's feeling cute. And I'm feeling just preppy enough to feel like I can get on after a work day and record this. So thank you for being here. I hope so very desperately that you listened to last week's episode with Alina. She was probably one of the most compelling speakers and conversationalists that I've ever engaged with. And I say that very seriously. When I first came across her on social media, I was truly like, I will do whatever it takes to get her on the podcast because she's just a powerhouse. And I hope that you felt that. I hope you were compelled to donate, to even become more aware of all of these people in the world who don't live within our little sphere, who are having just human experiences beyond what we may ever experience, truly. And maybe feel, I hope that you were compelled like I was to broaden your sphere and to let someone else's, I don't want to say problems, but someone else's experiences impact your own sphere in a way that compels you to action. I felt that, and I felt it really deeply, and I'm really excited to continue to have people like that on the podcast who are just very compelling. I'm always telling you guys like, oh, like I'm always thinking about what direction I want to take the podcast in. And I really always am. It's kind of this constant question I always have on my mind. And after that conversation with Alina, I was like, this is what I want. I want more of this. I want these kind of conversations on my platform. So looking for more stories like that, for more speakers like Alina who have just a powerful message. If you guys have connections, please reach out. I've had lots of guests that way through connections that listeners have or suggestions. And I love producing content like that. We are back from Utah. We had a little trip to Utah. We had a missionary go out. We had a cute baby be born. And I just forgot how beautiful Utah summers are. Winter's horrendous. And I know it's too soon. We don't want to go there yet for any of my Utah friends. I know it was rough. But those Utah summers, they are glorious. They're magical. We just had the best time. We hung out with family. We just, honestly, this is maybe going to sound boring, but we just hung out and it was amazing to just, we didn't really even have any solid plans. We like took family pictures and just made food and ate and sat and talked for hours, and it was incredible. And I just got home feeling so good about life, which I honestly needed. It was a long haul from graduation for Trenton to moving to just work and all the things. So I am rejuvenated, feeling good. It's definitely kind of we're in full blown summer mode. My basil plants that I planted from seed, they are my pride and joy. They are my inspiration. They are quickly also becoming my entire personality. And I can't even apologize because I'm so excited. I go out there every morning. I check on them. Quick little basil tip for ya. I know we have all had the experience going to the grocery store, getting those luscious basil plants that we are convinced will just thrive in our apartments, and they don't, and they die. Here's what you do. First of all, you gotta get good potting soil. So go to Lowe's, treat yourself to a bag of good potting soil. Specifically, please do not use the dirt in your yard. It will kill it. There are probably bugs in there, could bring diseases. Just start out strong, okay? So get the potting soil. That will help so much. Take them out of their little pots, put them in a bigger pot with nice potting soil. And then as they start to grow, a lot of people just don't really know what to do with all of the growth because it kind of comes on all at once. And if you've seen a basil plant, you know that it kind of goes from like mid stalk all the way up to the top. And, you know, down at the bottom are the really big basil leaves that are mature. But people tend to only take from the top, the smallest, newest basil leaves. And what happens is it ends up just kind of getting really leggy and kind of bitter. And, you know, the big leaves at the bottom just get bigger and bigger and bigger. So what you do is always go for the biggest leaves first. You want to take those bigger leaves off because those are taking the energy from the smaller leaves. So instead of having your basil plant get huge and leggy and long, you want it to kind of be bushy, right? Like super lanky and long, they kind of flop over. It doesn't support itself well. So make sure that you want to kind of keep in this bushy shape. And the way that you do that is by honestly like kind of pruning it or picking it pretty consistently. Like you want to give those little baby leaves at the top a chance to flourish, and you kind of have to clear out those big ones at the bottom on the sides to give them that energy that it needs from the plant. And a lot of times, like, I won't even use all of the basil that I pick all in one sitting. They're just not, I mean, it's just the two of us. Like, well, like I said, we made like bruschetta and that's fun, but you can freeze basil. So just roll it up in a little Ziploc bag, stick it in the freezer. You can make pesto with it. You can add it to tomato sauce all year round. It's the best. But just don't be afraid to like harvest your basil. I remember feeling like I was like, oh, I gotta like save up for like this big harvest. No, like harvest every couple days, maybe like once a week if it's like really producing. It'll produce longer. It will just kind of stay that nice little bushy shape that you really want. As we're talking about food, we always just have to have a food segment in here. Some quick summer eats that you've got to put on your bucket list. Because if you're not out there making a summer food bucket list, I don't know why you're even listening to this podcast. On the top of my list so far, brown sugar pineapple. So good, so easy, better than any cobbler I've ever had. And I will say I'm a sucker for good peach cobbler, but I'm telling you, cut your pineapple into spears, roll it in some brown sugar, and then kind of like work it into the pineapple. Let the juices kind of like liquefy that brown sugar so it's just kind of like a glaze. Throw it on the grill, top it with Cool Whip or vanilla ice cream. So good. Like I said, do the same with peaches. You've got to start grilling some fruit. I'm telling you, put a little brown sugar and butter on there. It will change your life. You can also use the broiler if you're short a grill. And then obviously, we all love, or we should all love, Mexican street corn salad. I pray to the heavens above that you've experienced this dish. If you haven't, it's very simple. It's corn, you do some mayo, you do some, I want to say, is it cotija cheese? I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like feta, a little more softer, a little more mild. And then you have like cilantro and red onion and jalapeno, and it just is kind of like this creamy, summery dip or salsa kind of. So good. Bonus points, like I said, if you grill your corn beforehand, it's basically like the cut down version of like those corn on the cobs that you might get in Mexico. So good. Okay, as we move on to sandwiches, let's talk about the perfect BLT. It's simple, but at the same time, so not simple. And this has been on my mind, and I just have got to share. And what better place than my own podcast? So here is Breckland's version of the perfect BLT. First of all, shredded lettuce. I could talk about shredded lettuce for years, and I probably will, but shredded lettuce on sandwiches is the way to go. But here's the thing. If you shred your lettuce but don't give it enough like adhesive, it will fall off the bread. It will be all over the place. It will be a mess. You might even get emotional. It'll be falling out of the sandwich. Here's what you do. Shred your lettuce and then kind of cement it. Don't love the word cement. Kind of adhere it to the bread with a little mayo, okay? So it doesn't go flying. Shred your lettuce in the mayo on the bread. You're with me? So kind of like an Italian grinder situation. Bacon. I prefer chewy with a little bit of crisp. Use the broiler, okay? It's 2023. We do not need to be standing over popping skillets, ruining our shirts. Put it in the broiler on one of those little cookie sheet thingies, like the cooling racks, I think it's called. Put them on that and then put it above, put it on top of a cookie sheet so the oil can drain. And then slice the tomatoes as thin as you can and then layer it kind of like deli meat. Because I hate I love tomatoes more than life, but I hate a big chunky tomato that I feel like I'm going to have to pull out of my sandwich. So I like to slice them really, really, really thin and then kind of just layer it, like I said, like deli meat. If you're feeling really peppy, some caramelized onions or jalapenos can just take it over the top. And then, yeah, serve it with your Mexican straight corn salad and your brown sugar pineapple. And then just sit there and bask in the chef that you are. So a couple of food things on my mind I had to air out. Thank you for bearing with me. Okay, let's get into the episode. Today's episode is, if you can't tell already, just a lot of me rambling, but I've had something on my mind just consistently, and I just have been coming to this realization that I need to have more fun in my life. And I mean, at the beginning of the year, I might have even done an episode similar to this, but at the beginning of the year, my word of the year was fun. And do not come for me for having a word of the year. I am that person. I will always be that person. My word of the year was fun. And just because of who I am as a person, I immediately started like making lists and charts and like, how am I going to measure how much fun I have? And, you know, here's how many fun things I want to do this month. And here's how impetuous I want to be. And here's how I'm going to measure that. And it didn't happen, right? It was just too much. But I still have just kind of felt this pull of like, you're really not having enough fun. And not that I like live a hard life really, or have like a lot of burdens per se, but I just kind of do it to myself. And I wanted to do better. I feel like I'm finally, and I don't know if it's just because I've put so much pressure on myself for so long, but I'm kind of turning this corner where I just kind of feel like if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. And that sounds, I know that sounds bad. And I used to think that that kind of thinking was just the stupidest thing. And, you know, you wouldn't get anywhere in life if that's how you felt. You know, you would never accomplish anything if you didn't push yourself. And like, not everything has to be fun. And, you know, that was definitely something that I heard a lot just in life growing up, as a lot of us did. But truly, at this point in my life, I'm like, you know what? If it's not fun, I'm out. I'm not doing it if it's not fun. And this, you know what? I will say, I'm not going to be that person that's like, even work can be fun, even though I really do believe that it can be. And so much of fun and like the pleasure that you get out of life is your mindset. But what I'm mainly referring to is time outside of work, like my free time, what I choose to do, my hobbies. And you know, this might sound kind of crazy, but even within my hobbies and my free time, I just push myself. I even over plan my leisure time, and it's really just a little bit out of hand. And like I said, to the point where I need it to be fun. Even like with the podcast, I used to, and still I'm kind of working on kind of getting rid of this mentality that I've had that, you know, like it will be fun when I succeed, and, you know, it will be fun when I don't have to worry about this anymore, or it will be fun when I don't have to try hard anymore. And, you know, it will be fun if I were to be an overnight success and, you know, all of these things. But, you know, I want to move more into a place where I feel like even hard things are fun because I choose to do them. You know, even meaningful experiences are fun. You know, they might make me a little bit sad, or they might be difficult to go through, but they're meaningful, and, you know, and I find fun and joy in that. So definitely working on the mindset shift there. But at the same time, beyond kind of like having a better attitude at work, or, you know, not pushing myself so hard in my hobbies, I just have kind of come onto this way of thinking truly by accident. I don't really know how it came about, but I've started to kind of tell myself or repeat to myself the phrase, what would this feel like if it wasn't such a big deal? And I, you know, maybe it's just because I'm starting to realize that to a lot of people, the things that stress me out are maybe trivial or they don't matter that much. You know, I've throughout my life had people tell me to calm down, you know, well-meaning people, and I do need to calm down 99% of the time. And I've become kind of curious about what is it like to live in these ways that people tell me that I should. You know, what would it be like if I were more calm? you know, what if everything I was worried about wasn't such a big deal? Like, how would I respond? And like that phrase just has worked wonders for me. And the phrase, you know, what would this feel like if it wasn't such a big deal? Most of the time, I can kind of channel what it would feel like if I weren't stressing myself out. And I haven't realized how many kind of like little stressors I just sprinkle throughout my whole day from the beginning of my day until I go to sleep at night. I just kind of insert these stressors on myself. And the question kind of like, what if this isn't actually a big deal, has just been so freeing. And, you know, as someone who really appreciates control, something I've had to kind of grapple with is like, oh, you know, maybe I'm being foolish. Maybe this is wrong of me to not take some of these things so seriously. But, you know, like I said, there's a chance that I'm like under reacting to things throughout the day and, you know, under stressing, but the chances are low, right? And for most of us, like the chance that we are underreacting to something is quite low. And frankly, I'm starting to get to the place where I'm like, I'm willing to risk it. I'm willing to risk underreacting if I can feel generally better and more chill and more at peace day in and day out. Like, isn't that worth it to just be like, yeah, maybe I'm underreacting, but probably not. And it's fine. Like, we're just going to live with the assumption that most of the things that I'm so stressed about probably aren't a big deal, right? It's probably about 60% better than I think it is at all times. And so I'm probably good to just kind of glide through, let's say, like 75% of the things that stress me out, right? And I realize as I'm saying this that if this sounds like just like utter madness to you, you're probably not as bad of a stressor as me, and you probably have a lot more flexibility kind of built into your personality or into your life. And honestly, like, mazel tov. I applaud you. I think you should probably write a book, make some kind of ebook, maybe a little course that you could all let us have access to. But yeah, I feel like most people listening can probably relate. So which leads me into the next thing that I kind of wanted to talk about, which is our 5 to 9. I know, obviously, I'm a 9 to 5 girl. A lot of you listening are. And if you're not like working for a paycheck, chances are you're probably still a 9 to 5 girl, or you're a 9 to 9, or, you know, I'm fully aware that parenting is a more than a full-time job. So this applies to really everyone. Like I said, I don't care if you haven't worked a job since high school, you might have a really short, like 7 to 11 space or whatever it is, but we all have this period of wind down time, however long it is. And, you know, that's where our hobbies live and that's where our free time lives. And that has really just been like a main focus of mine this summer, like the time after obligation where I can really kind of, where I'm not sleeping, basically, where I can really kind of practice having fun and having a better 5 to 9, if you will. So here are kind of a couple of things that I've been working on just to kind of, you know what, I'll share what I've been working on a little bit, because I think it's probably something that a lot of us struggle with. It is so easy to just sit and kind of go on autopilot and numb out on your phone. And there's, like I said, I'm going to say there's actually a time and a place for that. I do feel like there's a time and a place for choosing to numb out. But I just in general feel like I'm numbing out more than I really want to. And then it's even harder to have fun doing my like obligatory everyday things when I'm just not getting that much satisfaction out of my 5 to 9 things, if that makes sense. So here are some things that I am going to be working on that I have been working on. And the first one is setting boundaries around your plans, around my plans, however works for you. I think it's really common to feel embarrassed of a hobby or to like put it on the very lowest level of importance, and you know, suddenly you're not making time for it anymore, and or you're embarrassed and you're like, well, I probably shouldn't really like cancel anything or put anything like below this, like it is like the absolutely like last priority. And I think that when we treat ourselves that way, we're not likely to invest in ourselves in a lot of ways. And I, out of everything in our life to invest in, I don't know why we would choose ourselves as last. I think it's so common, especially for women and parents, to invest everything in everyone else and in everything else in your life, and to give yourself the absolute dregs of your energy. And so setting some time and some boundaries around your plans, however that works for you, because I know that everyone's life and needs and obligations are different. But I do think just the general mindset of like, no, this is mine. Here are the boundaries, and here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I need. Here's what I'll tolerate. Here's what I won't, in order to have this time, this space to do the things that I need to do. And as I kind of have been thinking of like, okay, you know, what do I even want to set boundaries around? Like, what do I want to do? Something that I really like is kind of having a little roadmap of something for your mind, something for your body, something for fun. And, you know, and then I think you can kind of insert, you know, those topics into your life where they fit, you know, something for your mind. Maybe you have half an hour in a morning to work out or to go on a walk, you know, something for your, you know, something for your mind. Maybe you are watching a documentary or it's like this new show that you're watching, fit that in 45 minutes at night, you know, learning something. I just am such a big proponent of learning something as well. I think as an adult, it can be so difficult to, you know, you graduate high school, you graduate college, you kind of start your job, you know, you start parenting, and you have all of these big milestones, and you're always learning, right? Like even subconsciously, we're always learning. But I think conscious, intentional learning is just so important and is so good for us and so validating that like, oh, I am still experiencing like learning as an adult, and I like there is still so much to be had and so much to be experienced, and it's not just like cruise control from here, right? Like that for me is so exciting to know that there are so many things in the world that I don't know and that I'm still going to be learning. And it could be anything. Like right now, just randomly, I'm learning about Etsy SEO. Do I have an Etsy shop? No. Did I just barely learn that SEO means search engine optimization? Yeah, I did. But it's been so amazing to be like, yeah, like I spend probably like 20 minutes every day learning about Etsy SEO. And it's so easy with the internet. We can learn literally anything. And I truly believe like, why not? Why not learn the thing you've always wanted to learn? Okay, this next one is such like a, I don't want to say a trigger. It's such like a shame trigger for me. I was like the most voracious reader, which weren't all of, like, I feel like all of us were probably crazy readers until we got phones. And turns out, unfortunately, the only solution is to truly like bury your phone in the depths of the sea or put it in the next room or forget that it's in your pocket. But reading anything. And I also think I've kind of like allowed myself to not just read books. I'll read articles and try to just get better at reading. But I also appreciate that I feel like books and reading are becoming cool again. And there are like fun, like book accounts. Like I used to be like, okay, like where am I going to find like these good books to read? There are so many like cute book accounts. There's book podcasts. I can think of one right now. I can't remember its name, but maybe I'll link it in the show notes. But yeah, reading, I feel like we've got to make a comeback. The next one, and this is just a random tangent, but having a show is so important. And here's the thing. I used to be like, you know what? Doesn't matter. It can be any show. And I would always gravitate to these comfort shows. Like we all have them, right? Like Gilmore Girls or Friends or like that show you can just put on and really not interact with that much. Turns out the kind of show is important. Like bonus points if you're watching it with someone and you can like share that experience, like a partner or a friend or whatever. But if it's a show that you're watching with like the whole world, like I don't know if you listened to the, what's her last name? Mary Arndt. She came on the podcast to talk about movies, talk about TV. She's from the I Just Want to Chat podcast. She is the realist. She knows everything there is to know about movies and TV. And she was telling me that she is on so many like Facebook groups for TV. Like she watches whatever's the most like culturally relevant show on HBO or Max, whatever it's called now, and will join the Facebook group so she can talk to people about it. I'm like, what in the world? That is the best thing I've ever heard. Having that kind of show, like the binge-worthy show that everyone is talking about and you can talk about with other people, best thing ever. You might as well be on a softball team for all the socializing that you can do with a good show that everyone else is watching. And with kind of like all of these things, I just, in my own experience, it has genuinely taken a lot of practice. Because my knee-jerk response to when I'm done with my obligations is to just numb out on my phone. And we're so used to being so tired that we just kind of flop for a few hours. And we just kind of are on our phones on and off for literally hours. At least that's what I do. But I've really, having this goal to get out and do things for me that are just for fun, I literally make a list. Like, I schedule these things out, and it's become like this real goal of mine. And it has kind of felt like being a kid again in the best way, where I have things to look forward to after work, and I have things to look forward to after, you know, the dishes are done and everything is starting to wind down. I get to still experience like the joy and the novelty of like being a person and being a human, and it isn't just happening to me. I don't feel like my life is just happening to me as much. So if you have felt the same way, you're not alone. I definitely have been there. I think it's so easy to get just so incredibly bogged down in everything we have to do. And in this wild hustle culture that we are all just kind of battling to do more and to figure it out and to just kind of like run the rat race, it's okay not to. It's okay to pull back. And not to say that, you know, having goals and, you know, things that you work hard at is toxic in any way. I'm a huge proponent of that. But I generally feel like we've got to just slow down in so many ways. And I'm not a slow person. I feel like I am usually running faster than I have any business running. But I also don't want to like miss out on my life. And I just, yeah, I want to like live it to the fullest and to really enjoy every moment. I think it's Jenna Kutcher that calls them like fat minutes. Like, she wants to live a life full of fat minutes, where they don't just fly, where she can really be there and be present and be fun. So yeah, those have been a couple of things on my mind, but I also really want to hear what you guys are thinking. So if you have something, honestly, if you're struggling and you want to chat about it, please let me know. Cause I think it's, you know, I think we feel guilt about it sometimes, like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, like I should be more social. Oh, like I should get out more. I should, you know, do all of these things. And like, guilt is not the point, right? Like, it's not like get out there and live your life because, you know, like this is the life you're born to live. Not really any of that. Mostly just like, but why not? Like, isn't it just so fun to have fun? You know, how can I set my life up in a way where fun just kind of flows? And where I don't feel like I have to try so hard to like squeeze a little bit of fun out of the day. So, a couple of things on my mind. Thank you for listening and thank you for being here. That's all for this week. Looking for guests for these next upcoming summer months. Like I said, if you have anyone in mind that you would like to have me reach out to put in contact with me, I would love that. I'm always doing that and it makes it just fun. It's so fun to meet with people that you guys think are cool. So, thank you so much for listening in. If you want to go ahead and leave a rating and review, definitely make sure, if you have not listened to Alina's episode yet, please go back and listen to that. It will blow your mind. It will change your life. It will make you cry. All the things. So that is all for today. Thank you so much for being here. I am signing off and I will see you next Tuesday. Bye.